at the end of the game, we'll do a drive of the game. I don't want to give a sneak peek, but if they score any points on that, this will be the drive of the game. We start the fourth quarter, 12 minutes up on the clock. Score as it stood when we went to halftime, it's 10-3. Warsaw took the opening kickoff, started at the 23-yard line, and they have first and goal at the 5. They've had the ball the entire third quarter. And now from the 5, now at the north end, Warsaw looking to go up 2 scores. Sullivan, Zollinger left side, pushing forward, to the pile, to the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Reed Zollinger, 5 yards for the score. And a drive that we will remember for a long time around here culminates in a touchdown for Warsaw.
Outstanding blocking all the way, including the halfbacks. Man on man, hat on hat, just pushing them back. It was great.
Now for the point after, Smythe. High snap, spot is down, kick is up, kick is good. 11:56 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw 17, Carroll 3. We're back at 60 on News Now Warsaw. You may want to sit down for this one. The drive summary, Warsaw 19 plays, 77 yards, and they took off the clock 12:04. Amazing. Just an amazing drive for Warsaw, and they now lead 17-3. Now Smythe with still about a 15-mile-an-hour breeze at his back. Oh, he's going to squib this one down the field. This will be returned from the 7. Middle of the field, 10, 15, to the 20 on the far side, 25, 30, 35, and into the Carroll bench near the 45-yard line. That's a bad mistake. Smythe with a rare bad kick, and that one was returned, and it was a big return at that. And Carroll starts the drive at their own 45-yard line. Is there a flag down at the end of this? Maybe not. Nope, I guess not. Actually, they're going to mark him out at the 43. Chargers can score 2 touchdowns very quickly. This is not a big deal for them, but in the sectional, it's a big deal. Sullivan, standing at his 38, takes the snap. Looking left all the way, pump fakes and fires, and he's got a man. And no, it's called incomplete. It's called incomplete on the far side. The intended receiver was Boffman, and Boffman apparently dropped the ball. Second down and 10.
We need to crank up that pass rush again and get to him. Stay in our lanes like we did in the first half and put the pressure on him to make a mistake.
That was only a 3-step drop from the shotgun, so it's hard to get pressure there. Sullivan again, 3-step drop. Now forced out of the pocket, now tucks it and runs. Gets the 45, gets the 50, and goes down at the Tiger 48-yard line. That'll be a gain of, they gave him the 48, so it'll be third down and 2. Again, this game far, far, far from over. This Carroll offense can score very, very quickly. They got a lot of people that can do a lot of things. Freshman into the game. That's Nelson coming in there on the defensive line. I actually think they have 4 defensive linemen here. And they're going to hand off to Green. He's going to try the right side. He's got a first down, 45. He's to the 40, and he'll be marked down at the 38-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard pickup and a first down for the Chargers with 10:55 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw leading 17-3. And again, Carroll goes without a huddle, and this is to hurry up the game. They've been doing this all the time, but they never got a playoff in the third quarter. Not a single one. Sullivan. Standing at the Tiger 42. Takes the snap. Again, looking left all the way. Pump fakes. And there's going to be no flag down. Sullivan still running for his life back there. He's going to throw it. And it's incomplete. And they're going to mark him down. They're going to mark him down back at the 44 and call it a sack. It could have been intentional grounding, but they're going to call it down. It's a sack for Beam. His second of the game and his 11th of the year.
That was a good call by the official. A lot of officials would not really pay attention to the detail, but his knee was down.
Moves the ball back to the 44. Second down and 17. Sullivan takes the snap. Jimmy looking. Three-man rush. Pump fakes, fires it deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be tipped in the air and incomplete. Intended for Van Pelt at the 5. And you had Villema and Wilson back deep, the two safeties. Third down and 17. That's one thing Warsaw has done. You think about the Mishawaka game, that's the only game, or the Michigan City game, Warsaw hasn't gotten beat very many times since then.
You're right.
Third down. Third and very long. Let's see if they look for the tight end road here. Sullivan takes the snap. Again, three-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. Pump fakes. Going to get hit as he throws. Throws down the middle of the field. Tipped and incomplete. Tipped and incomplete. It hit Petty. Then bounced off the intended receiver and then hit Wilson in the chest. It's fourth down.
That was an outstanding hula hoop drill by 93 Rosas. That's why you do that every day as a defensive line coach. And Coach Gabrich does an outstanding job with his kids. And Rosas came all the way around to put the pressure on the quarterback.
It's as loud here now as it has been all season. Fourth and 16 from the 44. Sullivan takes the snap, drops deep. Again, three-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. Still looking. Throws it on the run. Down the field. Too high. Incomplete. The coverage was terrific on the far side. Isbell and Wilson, and the Tigers have the ball back with 9:50 to go, leading 17-13.
Nice job in the secondary of having a man in front and a man in deep, and there was nowhere to put that ball. And by the way, the teams that offered that kid a scholarship are on the money. He's got a gun.
Oh.
He's got all the talent in the world.
Unbelievable. From the 44, Sullivan back on offense. Warsaw's Drew Sullivan, that is. Zollinger up the middle with some room, 50, and tripped up the last second as he crossed midfield. He'll get all the way to the 47-yard line for a gain of 9. And you feel now, more than ever, it feels like Warsaw is about one good move away from breaking off a big one. And we've got an injured Carroll Charger down. Again, let's set up next week. Football transitions to basketball. Not seamlessly, but it's transitioning. The girls open the season Wednesday, November 1st. That's this coming Wednesday. They've never started a game in the history of the program that early. But they will start coming up on Wednesday. And it'll be Fort Wayne Northside in town after an 18-win season a year ago, which the Lady Tigers came up short in the sectional. They have high goals and dreams. They have big-time hopes. And we will have Lady Tiger basketball again for you on News Now Warsaw with pregame coverage beginning at 7:05 on Wednesday. I tell you what, Steve, let's take a break real quick. Let's take a – well, no, hold on. They're going to help this player up. The injured player is now sitting up. That is Caden Abbs. That is one of their offensive linemen, Will, that they put in on defense. He is now up and limping off the field. He is not in good shape. He's not going to be able to make it off without help. So he's got trainer on one side, coach on the other, and they're going to help him off the field. But that's an offensive lineman. That's their left tackle that they put in to help on the defensive line trying to get some push against Warsaw. They have had very little success in trying to stop Warsaw. Matter of fact, maybe one or two plays where Warsaw didn't gain any yards rushing. Officially, that was a gain of 8. So it's second down and 2. Ball at the Carroll 48-yard line. Clock running, 9:20 left to go. And we're going to have an illegal procedure penalty. Okay, tell me if I read this wrong. Javion Lawson was too far back, and Ransbot and pushed him forward, and he got a penalty for it. Well, is that what that looked like?
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. Had we come set? That's the question I have. I wasn't sure our whole team was set, ready to play.
Second down and 7. Clock still running, approaching 9 minutes left. Warsaw leads Carroll 17-3. Sullivan, quarterback sneak, dives forward, back across midfield. And they'll give him to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 4. And it sets up a third down.
It's interesting to me that they haven't really made any logistical adjustments on defense to stop what Warsaw's doing in the middle of the field.
Well, they can't put any more players in the middle of the field. I mean, they really can't. They've got 9 guys up there trying to stop the run, and they can't stop it. Third down and 3. Sullivan. Solinger, got hit hard. Still going, though. He's got a first down and more. He's all the way down to the 40-yard line, and there's going to be a penalty thrown for face mask. Solinger got his face mask grabbed. He got turned around, and he just said, "You're not going to stop me. I'm going to keep going." And he backed his way for 2 yards, spun around out of it. It's going to be a first down and more. Zollinger is going to be credited with 8 yards running and then tack on 15 for the penalty.
Roger, you can't be any more envious of someone than I am of our fullback. I like his hairdo. I like his toughness. I like his talent. He is the whole package that a football coach and a football fan loves to watch.
30 carries for a buck 26. 8 minutes left. Tigers 17, Carroll 3. Play clock down to 15. Warsaw is going to take their sweet time. Again, Carroll bunched at the line of scrimmage. Zollinger off the left side again. Ran into a man, still going into the end zone! Touchdown! He was surrounded by white-shirted Carroll Chargers, and he just spurted out through all of them, and he's into the end zone, and the Tigers have a 3-touchdown lead.
That's where you just wear defense down, just banging him and banging him and banging 17 up the middle, and I'll tell you, it's tough to try and stop him, and you just you get worn out, and that's what we're seeing right now in that middle of that Carroll defense.
Unbelievable. Smythe for the point after to make it a full 3 touchdowns. Haubegger snaps it back to Villema. Smythe boots it up and through. Book it. 7:34 left, fourth quarter. And a flag comes in at the end. One of the Carroll Chargers dumped one of our guys from behind after the play, and the Warsaw fans are having none of that. And this is going to be an extra penalty. We'll sort it out for you when we come back. 7:34 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw 24, Carroll 3. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Smythe kicks the kickoff into the end zone, deep. Carroll starts from the 20. By the way, they called offsetting penalties. So they're... according to them, was something Warsaw did first that caused the Carroll player to do what he did. They've got 7.5 minutes left to score 3 touchdowns. They're capable of scoring quickly, but they're going to have to throw the ball down the field now. No dinking and dunking. They're going to have to throw some long passes. Sullivan takes the snap, drops back, looking, pump fakes, fires a fastball down the middle. It's caught by the tight end, Brody Rode. He's out past the 30 to the 34. That's a gain of 14 yards and a first down for Warsaw. And we've got an injured Tiger down on the field. And that's Woodward, who attempted to tackle Brody Road, which is sort of like trying to tackle an oak tree. And Woodward is up on his knees, and he don't look so awful good a lot. 7:25 left, fourth quarter. If the Tigers hold on to win, they will go to Penn next week. You guys make plans for next week? No. Austin says no. Austin says no. That's good. You free next week?
It depends on when the party ends. If it ends early in the week, I'll have enough time to rest up. If it goes all week, then it may be tough to get me up to North Bittersweet.
Okay. I'll drive.
That's good. Okay. That's a good plan right there.
Jet Woodward trying to get somebody to give him a hand to lift him up. He's up. He's walking off the field. And I'm not so sure it's like a concussion as much as it is shoulder. He put his shoulder into a guy who is 6'3", 204. That is not a good life plan.
No.
Just telling you right now. That's first down, Carroll. From outside their 33-yard line, they trail 24-3. Sullivan back to throw again, three-man rush. All day to throw, looking. Throws it in the flat. He's got Road again. He gets away from Hetty. He runs over a man. He's got another first down. And he'll be slung out of bounds outside the Carroll 45 to the 46. So that's a gain of 12 more yards and another Charger first down.
I think it's really important that the Warsaw defense, that they've done obviously an outstanding job tonight, but they can't fall asleep and they still have to do their fundamentals. You got to break down and tackle people.
Well, Sullivan had the ball for about 6 seconds. Quick throw over the middle again. Got a man wide open. It's Van Pelt at the Tiger 40, and he's down to the Tiger 30. That's a 23-yard gain, 24-yard gain, first down for the Chargers. They haven't quit yet. They're not going to. 6:50 left to go in the game. Warsaw leads by 21. Sullivan back to throw, looking, steps up in the pocket, being chased. Down he goes again. Beam's got the hat trick. Beam with sacks 10, 11, and 12. Warsaw with their fourth sack of the night, and Beam's got three of them. 6:27 left. Clock still running. Loss of one. What a season that kid has had.
He's just wonderful.
Sullivan steps up to make an adjustment in the play. Looks back at Green. We have not seen Nate starts since the very beginning of the football game. Play clock down at 8. Game clock at 6:06. Sullivan takes the snap. Drops back, looking, fires near sideline. Got Road at the 25. He's inside the 25. He's down near the 20. I think he's short of the first down by a yard. He is. It's a gain of 10, and it sets up third down and one with 5:50 to go. Well, they gave him almost all the way to the 20. Mark Curtis is like, are you sure? Third and one. 5.5 minutes to go. Sullivan takes a snap, looking left, lost the ball. It's rolling around loose. It's going to be picked up by Green at the 28. He's going to run right. He's going to be stopped, shy of the first down. Good job. Habegger into the game, along with Beam, stopped him for no gain. It's now fourth down and one. Sullivan went to throw the ball, and it just went scooting out the back of the shotgun, so to speak. Game on the line now for Carroll. They've got to get 3 feet to keep the game going. And they're looking over at the sideline for the play. I'm surprised they haven't tried a quarterback sneak.
Yeah,
I might become an heir. And now Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout, Tigers, 5:27 to go. Warsaw leads Carroll 24-3, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We know what the cross-country teams are doing. They're in Terre Haute, in a hotel room somewhere, watching and listening. Girls, guys. It was great to send you off this morning. We wish you the very, very best tomorrow. And we give you the only air encouragement we can. Run fast. Fourth and one, Carroll from the Tiger 21 with 5:27 left. And Warsaw leading Carroll 24-3. Sullivan, full house backfield, running left, looking for blockers. Turns the corner. He's got the first down. Down to the 15-yard line and pushed to the far sideline. at the 15, at the 14-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for Jimmy Sullivan and a first down for the Chargers with 5:20 to go.
Cannot give up the edge like that. You got to make him turn it upfield where you have help, and we lost the edge there.
This is an offense that scores 35 points a game. And with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left, they have only 3. From the 14, Sullivan fakes the handoff, throws it out to the near side. It's too high and incomplete. Looking for the tight end road, but it was a little high. Wilson was out there. It would have been fascinating to see what Tristan would have done with Road. Tristan at 150 pounds, Road at 204.
Well, he is a big, strong high school tight end.
He is.
You better bring it all to bring him down.
Second down and 10 from the 14 with 5:15 left. Jimmy Sullivan, one back this time behind him. That's Green. He'll take the snap. He'll look. He'll pump fake. He'll fire down the middle of the field, and it's tipped. That's it! Incomplete. And a flag comes down in the end zone. The intended receiver was Van Pelt. I'm assuming this will be a penalty against the Tigers. Pass interference, Warsaw.
I'm trying my best, and I will not comment on that call. I'm a defensive back coach, Roger, and
yes.
I want to tell you something. The Warsaw did that exactly the way you teach it.
It is not an automatic first down, so it is second down and 4 from the 8. Sullivan rolling right, looking at his tight end, not open. Now he's going to fire to his tight end. He caught it, touchdown. Wow, what a catch by Brody Road. And the Chargers have their first touchdown of the game with 5:02 to play. It's 24-9. That's pretty impressive. I don't care what team you're on, that's pretty impressive.
Well, the window is what really gets me is, you know, you're just tiptoeing the sideline and he guns it at the only – because you got Eric Pohl, and Eric's a big, strong kid too, and the only place he could put it is exactly where he put it.
Point after try now to make it a 14-point game. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is inside the right upright and good. 5:02 to play in the game. It's 24-10 now, Tigers. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder doing stats, Steve Scott back at the station. No surprise what's coming next. Hans team being debriefed down below. Carroll within 14, still plenty of time left if they get this onside kick. That was an offense kind of what I expected more of throughout the game. They really didn't show us that much.
Well, they went 3 backs in the backfield, and that was a nice twist by their coaching staff to get a little more protection for their quarterback, and it worked out well. They made enough plays.
Now the onside kick from the 40, ball right on the X. It looks like it's going to the far side. There's the whistle. There's the kick. Bouncing. And it's recovered by the Tigers. Recovered by the Tigers. I believe that was Rain's Bottom. It is at the 45-yard line. 5:01 left. A couple of first downs would be pretty helpful. Warsaw ran out the entire third quarter. They took the kickoff at their 23, and they bludgeoned the Chargers with a 19-play drive that went to the first play of the fourth quarter. 12 minutes, 4 seconds. 77 yards, put the Tigers up by 2 scores. They're up by 2 right now after Carroll got themselves back in striking position. Pitch back late, Egoff, 50, 45, running toward the Tiger sideline, dives forward, inbounds, and got the first down. That, my friends, is a big-time heady play by the junior Ethan Egoff. That is a gain of 13 yards, first down Warsaw. 4:48 to go, Warsaw leads 24-10.
You know, finally we attack the perimeter, and We get great blocks from everybody, and the running back, the Egoff, it just did a great job because, you know, he could have headed upfield and didn't. Great play.
Clock running, 4:25 left. From the 42-yard line, Sullivan hands off up the middle for Zollinger, and Reed will get inside the 40 down to the 37. That's a gain of 5 more yards. Zollinger, 32 carries for 156 yards. Sullivan's got 84 yards on 17 carries. Second down and 5. Actually, it's closer to 6. We'll call it 5.5. Drew Sullivan under center. Hands off the middle. Zollinger spins across. Somebody's helmet, a Carroll helmet, went flying. Zollinger got across the 35 to the 33-yard line. He'll be a half a yard short of the first down. They let the Carroll player who lost their helmet get off the field. He doesn't look injured. He may have broken a snap. We'll take a look at it. Third down and 1. 3:25 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, drive the game. I think we know what that is. We'll have a play of the game, and we're going to let Austin speak before he leaves the broadcast booth because we haven't let him do that all year, and I want to make sure that we get that done before this night is over. So be thinking about who you want to say hi to. We did not tell him we were going to do that. 1 yard to get. Sullivan, quarterback sneak, spins his way, twists and turns. And looked to me like he got it, and it didn't look that close. They stop the clock with 2:40 left. Referee's going to come up and take a look at it. We've only had one measurement all year. We're about to have another one. Can you believe that? Could you believe? We almost never see. When I started doing games with Brad Ellis back in the 1991, we had at least 2 a quarter. And now this is our second this season.
Well, it's because the referees have improved their eyesight so much they can tell.
He did not make the first down. He's short by about 2 inches. I mean, he has to get down and look at it and make sure he picks it up. And I'm not even sure he's on the chain. I think he's on the loop that the chain attaches to. So it's 4th down and 2 inches with 2:42 left. Warsaw leading 24-10. 2:42 away from winning in the sectional. And Carroll wants timeout. Carroll takes timeout, 2:42 left. Warsaw with the lead, 24-10. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 2:42 left. Warsaw up 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points. And they have a 4th down and literally a couple of inches at the Carroll 32-yard line. Chargers organizing. Sullivan going to take his time. Want to make sure they do this right. Drew under center. Zollinger, first down and more, inside the 30, down to the 26. And Pasetsky's hurt. They'll mark the ball at the 26. Carroll takes timeout. We'll take our final timeout. 2:37 to go. Tigers by 14. We're back after this on News Now Warsaw. What a night. Home playoff football here at Fisher Field. Warsaw about to get their 18th all-time playoff victory. Their 66th win here at this complex. Their 37th win out of 45 games on field turf since they installed it a few years back. Robbie Hoffert into the game for the Tigers. Zollinger's done enough, 34 carries for 168 yards. Hofford off the left side, gets across the 25, down to the 23. Some pushing and shoving afterwards. Timeout Chargers. We'll keep in here with 2:30 left. Warsaw's going to Penn next week. We'll be on the air starting at, I believe, 6:15. I believe it'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll post it on the website. I don't know if I should admit this or not, but the stories, most of the stories that you see at warsaw-tigers.com are stories that I put there. So I will make sure that there's a story up early in the week so you know when the game is and that there's a link to tickets. Because if you're going to Penn next week, all the tickets are digital. And that's pretty much true in the playoffs because they're run by the IHSA. They want digital tickets. What a night. What a football team. We've been waiting all night. Or we've been waiting all season, Will, for them to put together this kind of game. And they picked the exact right time to do it, didn't they?
Yes, they did. This was just... great game plan, and the execution was superb.
They cannot take a knee here. With 2:30 left, Carroll is out of timeouts. Sullivan with Hofford behind him. Hands off to Hofford. He breaks through across the 20, down inside the 15. He's got another Tiger first down to the 14-yard line. 9 yards for Robbie Hofford. First down, Warsaw, 2:20 left. An impressive performance by the people up front. And we can't even say the five up front because it's been six, sometimes seven. 2 minutes left. Stay tuned after the game. Drive of the game, final stats, play of the game, all that coming up. Sullivan. Keeps it, pitches back, Egoff at the 10, turns up the near sidelines, runs over a man down to the goal line. He's in! Touchdown! Ethan Egoff puts the exclamation point on the end of this one. And with 1:46 to go, it is 30-10.
I'm really happy for that young man to get in the end zone in a playoff game as a junior. He has earned it. He's blocked all night really well, along with all the halfbacks, and I'm glad he got in the zone.
Smythe now to tack on one more. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's good. 1:46 left. Warsaw scores again. It is 31-10 Tigers. That's the number 9 team in the state that Warsaw is about to run out of here and send back to Fort Wayne.
If you would have said that we scored 31 tonight, would you have taken it at the beginning of the game, Roger?
Possibly. I felt pretty good about our chances if we scored 31. I will say that for sure.
Well, if you don't mind, I just assume that Smythe put this one in the end zone again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been waiting all year for this, and we will not be disappointed. Warsaw 31, Carroll 10, the number 9 team in 6A, about to be run out of the tournament. Next up, number 8 on their turf, literally.
I mean, a point that can't be underscored, in my opinion, is these kids were in Lucas Oil playing for a blue ring last year. So
yeah. Now, their offensive line isn't as good. But you know what? Their offensive line did a pretty good job. And by the way, our defensive line is really good. High deep kickoff, and that is 7 yards deep in the end zone. Smythe again. 1:46 to go. Carroll start from the 20. Their last drive of the season. A Again, the girls open up their season Wednesday at home against Fort Wayne Northside. We'll have the game for you at the Tiger Den just across the parking lot starting at 7:05 on News Now Warsaw. Sullivan is just a junior. He'll be back. He takes the snap at the 15, play action fake, dropping back. He gets hit, he gets away. Lofts it down the field, got a man open. It's Van Pelt at the 50, 40, near sideline 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carroll. How in the world did that happen? Oh, an 80-yard pass as Van Pelt got behind the Warsaw secondary, and Sullivan just lofted it up to him, and he ran under it and ran it into the south end zone.
Well, we've got some new people on our defensive front, and we had a defensive end that just didn't put the quarterback down. You can't arm tackle a kid as strong as their quarterback. You got to put him on the ground. You got to grab him and put him on the ground.
Point after coming. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it's good. 1:33 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 31-17 again. Tell you what, that Sullivan, he's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah.
I love that kid.
No, he's – Drew is very tough.
No, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We love Drew, too, of course.
Yeah. No, all the schools that have offered him as a junior, they're not making a mistake.
No.
The kid is legitimate, and he's only going to get better and better. Now, this onside kick, very important for Warsaw to grab.
Haynes team in, so you have guys up front like Hedy, Isbell, Egoff, Pohl. I see Grady Nolan down there, Ransbottom. You have everybody but one Tiger within 10 yards of the 50-yard line. They cannot cross, of course, the 50-yard line. 1:33 left, Tigers by 14. And there's the kick, bouncing, bouncing, bouncing down the field, and whistle sounded, and Carroll was offsides. Carroll got past the 40 before the ball was kicked. So that'll back them up 5 yards. And we'll try again. Again, Warsaw will be at Penn next week, assuming Carroll doesn't score two more touchdowns in the last 1:33. We believe that will be a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll let you know. What an effort by this Warsaw football team. Not too many people who started here have left here. A few. And now Dempsey's going to try another onside kick from the 35. Well, this time he tries the middle of the field, and Isbell's got it. Isbell's got it at the 50. And now, Carroll without any timeouts, 1:32 left. Warsaw can take knees and run this thing out.
I think it's really important that people realize that in any football game on any level, the teams have to play complementary football, and both defense and offense have done that. I mean, minus that last big play.
Well, we've seen, look, the defense has done their job this year. They give up one big play, I'm okay with it when you're up 3 touchdowns. Sullivan takes an E. Clock runs, 1:24 left. I hate the fact that when they take an E like that, they actually move the ball. What a win. Bart Curtis, career win number 249. Not too many of them are going to feel like this one. This team waited to put together their best game for the biggest moment. 55 seconds left. Sullivan Drops back, takes a knee. Orson will have to do that one more time. The home fans are like a powder keg. They are ready to explode with joy for this football team. Warsaw's going to hurry up. They can snap it anytime they want. Sullivan under center. Ball game. And listen to the roar. It's going to come up from the home stands. Time winding down. 15 seconds to go. Warsaw has won the sectional semifinal here at Fisher Field. Final score, Warsaw 31, Carroll 17. Post-game coverage comes your way next on News Now Warsaw. The two teams meeting at the center of the field to shake hands. But then after the handshake line is over, they've regathered in the middle of the field. Every player from both teams mingled in together. Two of the Carroll players are standing up and speaking. And they are going to say a little prayer together. Well, that's quite a moment. What a neat moment. Two teams that just knocked each other's brains out for 48 minutes of football, now sharing a moment in the middle of the field. 31-17. Warsaw with the victory here tonight. Second half scoring. No scoring in the third quarter because Warsaw took the opening kickoff and kept it and kept it and kept it and kept it and marched it down the field slowly and surely, converting third and fourth downs before eventually the third quarter ran out. Then on the first play of the fourth quarter, a five-yard run by Reed Zollinger put the Tigers in the lead by a score of 17-3 at 11:56 of the fourth. Zollinger then scored again on a 25-yard run with 7:34 left to make it 24-3. Jimmy Sullivan threw an 8-yard touchdown pass, and that was to Brody Rode with 5:02 left to go in the fourth quarter. That made it 24-10, Tigers. And then Ethan Egoff scored with 1:46 to go on a 13-yard pitch around the left end. That made it 31-10. A late touchdown on an 80-yard pass from Jimmy Sullivan to Jaden Van Pelt with 1:33 left made it 31-17, and that's where it stood, and that's where the game ended. Time for the drive of the game, and the drive of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. There's no doubt the first drive of the second half was the drive of the game when the Tigers went 19 plays for 77 yards and took off 12 minutes and 4 seconds to win the football, put themselves up by two scores. They win the game 31-17. That's the drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We're not going any farther because normally about this time, Austin heads out, gets in line, heads out the gate. We wanted to give him a chance to at least speak on the radio. We wanted to do it during this last home game. All right, Austin, tell everybody sort of your story. How old are you? What are you doing now? And what is your hope for the future?
So I did a year at Butler right after high school. I'm right now taking a little gap year. Thankfully, Mr. Grossman gave me this opportunity to be here and do the stats for the football team. And right now, rooting on the Tigers as we go play for a sectional championship. So couldn't be any more happier.
Okay, so here's the story. We didn't know what we were going to do about the stats. We had about 4 days before the first game against Michigan City. I didn't know what we were going to do. And I literally stopped where I was and said, Lord, bring me somebody. An hour later, this guy emails me and says, hey, Mr. Grossman, is there any way I can get in the broadcast, right? And I said, son, can you do stats on a computer if we provide the program? He goes, probably. I said, you're hired. So what we did was his teacher at Butler was my teacher at Butler back in the 80s and early 90s. So we said to Mr. Bridge, can we set up an internship? And he goes, absolutely. We want him back. So we've set up an internship, and I will gladly sign that paperwork because we have been so glad to have you this season. 31-17, Warsaw beats Carroll. We'll come back with more of the postgame show with the final stats are next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 31, Carroll 17. The Tigers advance with their 18th all-time win in postseason play. It's time for the final stats. Brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw with 18 first downs, Carroll with 12. The Chargers attempted 18 runs for 42 yards. Again, this is a team for the season, right? This is the full season view. They average 149 rushing yards per game. And they got 42 against us tonight, an average of 2.3 yards per carry. Jimmy Sullivan, 14 of 24 passing for 238. He was intercepted on the very first play from scrimmage. It was a tone-setting moment in this football game. Carroll was penalized two times for 18 yards. They punted once. Again, Warsaw 18 first downs, 61 rushing attempts for 298 yards. They did not attempt a passing play. Again, I want to say that so that you hear it and believe it. Warsaw did not attempt a passing play this whole game against the defense, the quality of Carroll, who this season, six of their nine games, they had held their opponents to 14 points or less. And Warsaw walked up to the line of scrimmage and said, we're going to run in the middle and you can't stop us. And they did. They ran up the middle and Carroll couldn't stop them. Amazing.
It's a relentless thing. And when you're in a battle like that, those eight kids from Carroll, it just wears you down. I mean, after a while, you're just thinking, you know, gosh, we've got to, you know, win on downs, you know, but Warsaw comes through on fourth down in some pressure situations. I mean, our sneak with Drew Sullivan was one of the biggest plays of the game.
Sullivan had 21 carries for 81 yards. He had at least, what, eight or nine sneaks? And they started sneaking the ball even when it wasn't third or fourth and one. They started sneaking the ball on first down because Carroll couldn't stop it.
The magic number is four. When you can average 4 yards when you rush the football, good things are going to happen to you, especially when you run the offense that Bart runs.
And by the way, officially, Sullivan lost 3 yards in those last three kneel downs. So it would have been 18 for 78, which is a pretty good average. That's a little under four. Of course, the man of the match, Reed Zollinger, 34 carries, 168 yards. He was the man again, two more touchdowns for the big redhead. He's had himself a senior season and a half, hasn't he?
He is somebody you can hitch your wagon to, and I'm gonna, because he's proven to me every Friday night that and I give him and the staff a lot of credit because the turnover problems early in the year have been effectively eliminated, at least we can say the last few weeks, and it's made a big difference in trying to beat Warsaw. When Warsaw doesn't beat themselves, they're tough.
Hey, they didn't even put the ball on the ground tonight. Not even once. I mean, think about this. We were here for the Wallasey game, and I know that it had rained and all of that. Nine fumbles, five lost. None. The last three games, they have put the ball on the ground one time, and that was a fumbled punt. That was Vilma with the wind swirling around, and we all understood that, and it cost us nothing. It's unbelievable how these guys have kind of all come together at the right moment. And they look really good. Penn, they're going to give Penn a pretty good game next week.
I'm really proud of the senior class. There's not many of them. I think I counted 16. But the coaching staff and the managers and everybody in the day-to-day running of our football program should be congratulated, because what we saw tonight was winning football against a high-quality opponent, and had a lot of people step up.
Big time. 31-17. Warsaw wins the game. Final stats are brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. The play of the game. I can't wait to see what Will has come up with. These are the games where when Rob sat in this chair, I was like, I cannot wait. Don't tell me, because I want to be surprised. I want to know. I can't wait to find out what the play of the game is. We'll find that out next here on News Now Warsaw. 31-17. Tigers win here tonight over the Carroll Chargers. It's time for the play of the game, brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. All right, big boy, what you got?
I got he's tied for the best hairdo on the team. Outside linebacker, Eric Pohl, first play of the game before I even really relaxed into my chair. He picks off a pass, gives us superb field position, and we jump on Carroll right off the bat because of that stellar play. And, you know, he's leading our team in interceptions. There's a reason. He's a really good athlete. He's really big and fast. And, you know, again, I'm very envious of his hairdo.
Absolutely. We all are. Because between you and me, we don't have as many hairs in our head, let alone how they look, as 22 in black does for the Warsaw Tigers. That's an excellent choice. That is the choice. There were others that were next level. That is the play of the game, brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan at 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at hnllc-law.com. We owe you one more break. We'll give you scores and set up next week, next on News Now Warsaw. For the final time of the evening here at Fisher Field, maybe not the last time this season, I don't know, 31-17, Warsaw beats Carroll tonight. They advance the championship game of Sectional 2 and 6A next Friday. Warsaw will be at Penn. Game time yet to be announced. We're guessing 7. If it's 7:30, we'll let you know at warsaw-tigers.com. Penn beat Elkhart 35-0 tonight. Concord beat Adams 49-10. Mishawaka leads Goshen 48-7. That's running clock in the second half, so that should end pretty quickly. Northwood blows out Washington 56-14. Northridge did the same to Wawasee 49-0. Mississinawa in the fourth leads Columbia City 21-7. At last check, Glenn led Fairfield 17-8 in the third. We have Rochester leading Lafayette Central Catholic 22-20 in the third. Manchester led Central Noble 21-14 in the third, and Triton was blowing out Culver 49-0. Here at Fisher Field, 31-17, Warsaw beats number 9 Carroll. Your thoughts?
I believe the team just executed better than I've seen a Warsaw team execute a game plan. I mean, you know, we've seen this football season in a lot of games, us make plays, us have good drives, but from a beginning of the game to an end of the game, doing what the coaches talked about in the beginning of the week, I haven't seen it like this around here in a long time.
No, it took me back to the 2019 team, right? The one that won the sectional. That's what Warsaw football looked like tonight. That's a team that scores 35 points a game, and Warsaw held them to basically 3 points into the fourth quarter. So pretty exciting stuff. We'll look forward to see what Warsaw can do next week in the championship game at Penn. For the final time, for Austin, for Steve back at the station, for Will, I'm Roger. Hey, let's do this again next week. Final score here tonight from Fisher Field, Warsaw 31, Carroll 17. Stay tuned. Bob Lovell is coming up next.